America Weekend.
Hello, it's America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Spending time with you is my delight. One of the things I also greatly enjoy and I find is very delightful is finding interesting restaurant spots, right? Don't you love doing that? Even if you're sort of on a journey one day and you don't have a reservation, you just get in the car, maybe you're walking, and you're exploring. You know, thankfully, we have our best friend Google to help us out if you're looking for a specific cuisine or type of restaurant. It's always fun to explore. So I have to do this virtually when I'm looking for restaurants that are unique all over the world. And I came across something I absolutely have to share with you. These are very unusual restaurants set in unusual places. So, you know, we all probably agree that dining isn't just eating good food. It's being in a place, a space. It's the smell, the sounds, the look of the place, the way that you're treated when you walk into a restaurant, right? That all figures in. So I want to go through some of these very unique restaurants that I would love to visit at some point in my life. Mostly all of them outside the U.S., a lot of them in Italy. So let's start there. This is a restaurant on the Adriatic Sea. Their views are just breathtaking of the sea. It's called the Grotta Palazzese. It's in a hotel, sitting about 74 feet above sea level, directly on a jagged cliff in a place actually I've visited. Now, I've visited this place twice, and I didn't know this restaurant existed, so shame on me. The town is Polignano a Mare. It is in Italy's Puglia region, on the Adriatic. It is gorgeous there. And they have this romantic lighting, which comes off the water, and scenery that is just extraordinary. People have been eating there since the 1700s, and the restaurant is only open, and maybe this is why I was not there, the restaurant is only open from May to October. So yes, I was there in March, and I missed it. It books up quickly, and now I know it's there. Next time I return to Polignano a Mare in Puglia, I will absolutely check it out. Cliffside Restaurant is what it's called. Over in England, there is a restaurant that is called the Roller Coaster Restaurant. So you sit at your table and you watch as your meal goes around a large roller coaster track and defies gravity and loop the loops. So there goes your hamburger upside down. Goes about 8 meters down into a tornado spiral. The menu includes, as I mentioned, burgers, steaks, chicken curry, risotto, calamari, and each plate arrives very securely covered so that your food is not being flung all over the place. And it's on this roller coaster track delivered to you. So that is the uniqueness of the roller coaster restaurant. There is the world's narrowest restaurant in Argentina, El Papagayo. And this is literally a little alleyway, a corridor, so you're eating in a very small space. The space is less than 8 feet wide, and you basically have two tables that can sit side by side, and that's about it. So if you're claustrophobic, don't go there, right? not for you. The Rock Restaurant in Zanzibar, beautiful, beautiful. It is in the middle of nowhere. It is on a rock anchored to the ocean floor. How do you get there, you might ask? Good question. Well, you have to go when it's low tide, and you have to walk to the restaurant, so you'll get a little bit wet. Once the tide comes in, you need a boat to get out of there. There are only 12 tables, but you have the most gorgeous views of the Indian Ocean, and your food specialties include, you guessed it, a lot of seafood and fish, so something to check out. And while we're in the water, there is an underwater restaurant in the Maldives, and that's supposed to be gorgeous, by the way. They have an underwater nightclub and now a party space and a restaurant. You descend 3 staircases and you arrive, and you are around glass walls allowing you to look out into the coral reef. Imagine that as you're eating. Really hard to go to your local Wendy's now, isn't it? Hey, thank you for coming along to America Weekend. Always a pleasure spending time with you. This is Valerie Smaldone and friends on America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Name it down. Debbie Lebsack, Cave Creek, Arizona. It's a fun little party town, yeah.
ABM's favorite biker bar.
The Hideaway. Yes, yeah.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Bikers in Arizona's Cave Creek.
They've got quite a few builders, Trask, Shope, Yaffe.
Right in Arizona.
Cave Creek is a riding destination for people that come into Arizona. So whether you come into Scottsdale or Phoenix, everybody rides up into Cave Creek. It's a small little western town that's very biker friendly. We have the great advantage of being a couple hours away to the mountains, to Flagstaff, Sedona, which is beautiful, the Red Rock. You can go the other direction, go to Tombstone, Bisbee.
American Biker Minute.
It's a good place. It's hot, though.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You know the job you want is now available with a company you'd love to work for. How do you find the decision maker?
You could search online and in social networks like LinkedIn, but what if you draw a blank?
Career coach Phil Rosenberg says, just call the company, but don't ask for human resources. Their job is to keep you away from the hiring manager.
Instead, ask for one of two departments, sales or accounts receivable. They're the most likely places to find someone who will answer the phone live and help you out.
When someone picks up, simply ask for the name of the department manager for the job you want. Then you can direct your correspondence to that decision maker. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.